And now, live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome to Real News on this Tuesday, September 12th, 2017, the day after the 16th anniversary of September 11th, and today we're going to be joined by John Kiriakou. He was one of the first people to get into Afghanistan. He worked for the CIA at the time. His team, the team that he led, captured the first Al-Qaeda member. And then later on, he was the only CIA member to go to jail over torture programs. Not because he participated in them, but because he was a whistleblower. Nobody who did that went to jail, but he blew the whistle on that. I want to talk to him about his capture in Afghanistan of the first person in Al-Qaeda. It's an interesting story, but I also want to get his perspective on how it transformed our country and how we're looking at this now today. One thing that transformed our country, of course, is the national debt. The debt ceiling was raised, and in one day, it jumped $317 billion. That tells you something right there. They're not telling you the truth when they say that they have held this debt down for a long time. We had the federal debt officially passed $20 trillion. But they were reporting it for a very long time until they could get this legislation passed. And then as soon as they passed it, they said, well, you know what? It really is $317 billion higher. They will lie to do whatever they want to do, whether it is the budget or anything else. The debt ceiling could be a useful tool to put pressure on them. But now we're talking about doing away with it completely. And that's the key, folks. You have to understand that even when they ignore the Constitution, even when they ignore the debt ceiling, it still puts some pressure on them. They don't want to be discovered that they're lying to people, that they're hypocrites, that they're violating the law. And so they will come along and try to remove even the laws that they're not obeying. So that's another example of our government just ignoring the law that's before them. We have now seen that Mexico has rescinded the offer to give Texas aid after Hurricane Harvey. They were going to send money to the U.S., but they said, no, actually, we need it at home. We've had an earthquake. And frankly, I think that's perfectly reasonable. As a matter of fact, when we talk about the debt ceiling, that's precisely what Rand Paul had said. He said, we don't need to raise the debt ceiling to help people in the hurricane. He said, what we can do is stop foreign aid. We can cut foreign aid by that amount and tell other people, you know what, we promised that we would give you this foreign aid to buy weapons from us so you could shoot your people in your own country. But instead, we're going to need to use that to help people who have been hurt in our country with a hurricane. But no, that didn't happen. We just said, we'll keep sending foreign aid to everybody else, and we'll keep borrowing money from the Federal Reserve. We'll keep borrowing money from China. We'll keep borrowing money from the Saudis. We'll go into debt to everyone because we're going to pretend that we have all of this money that we don't really have. So a little bit of fiscal responsibility from Mexico. And, of course, they can afford to do that because they send their children here to be educated at our expense. And then after they are educated at our expense illegally here in America, then they get a job, and then they start sending money back to relatives in Mexico. It's a great scam. But certainly on just this one issue where they're going to take care of their citizens first, that makes a lot of sense. We're going to talk about the aftermath, not just of the hurricane, but the aftermath of 9/11. One of the best examples of this is up on the Drudge Report today. Hands-on with the TSA's new enhanced pat-down procedure. And if you look at that picture that's on the Drudge Report, you can see somebody getting their groin touched 8 times. That's the enhanced procedure. Because as slaves, part of your slave training begins now in schools. Whenever you go to the government schools, you have to go through metal detectors. You have police roaming the halls. Anybody that is my age can't even imagine what that is like. But they begin that slave training very early. You're going to have uniformed people threatening you everywhere you go. You're going to be having to go through metal detectors to get into school. And, of course, now they're putting them all through Orlando. That's why last time I went to Orlando, we just left because I'm not going to be put through that to go to a shopping center, let alone a school. But you have to do it to fly. This is the new slave training procedure. They can put their hands on you anytime they want. You have no presumption of innocence or dignity as a human being. Stay with us. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government. Independence isn't a day. It's a mindset, an attitude that says, I will not be your dependent. I will not be your slave. Dependence and slavery is a chain that is forged link by link with gradual infringements. When you trade your liberty for safety, to that extent, you become their slave. Slaves are never safe. You won't get rich by being a slave. Guard your liberty. Regard with suspicion anyone who tries to take it. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. It's September the 12th, 2017. We're going to be talking a lot about Hillary Clinton. She's doing her apology tour. Not that she's sorry about anything, but she's trying to give people a reason. And, of course, it's everybody else's fault. None of it is her fault. She didn't fail. She didn't do anything wrong. And it isn't that anybody doesn't like Hillary Clinton. Everybody loves her, she thinks. So she's beginning her apology tour, What Happened. And that book has already been discounted 40%. Before people even start, they know that nobody likes it. Even the Democrats hate this book because she is dumping trash on all them and blaming all of them for her failure. It's the other Democrats' failure. It's Obama and Biden and all these other people who are still beloved by the Democrats. It's also the Russians' failure. It's Trump's failure. And you know, he intimidated her in the debates. And it's like, if that intimidated you, you weren't up to the job, Hillary. But she says she's never going to be a candidate again. And we can all be happy about that. But it reminds me of the quote from Shakespeare. The evil that men do is often turned with them. Lives after them. The evil lives after them, but the good that they do is often interred with their bones. What's going to live with Hillary Clinton is going to be this corrupt Clinton Foundation. We've seen this over and over again. The Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, these bastions of globalism and oppression that put out their agenda and have an eternal life. They just keep going and going. So the evil that Hillary has done will live after her through the Clinton Foundation. We're going to talk a lot about that. We're going to play some clips from Hillary as she does her apology tour. We're also going to take a look at the Southern Poverty Law Center. They just keep coming. And, of course, today they were supposed to be at a congressional hearing talking about the people they don't like. And that's a very dangerous idea. I've got a couple of articles about how they targeted liberals. And this is from the New York Times talking about how the Southern Poverty targets liberals. Another one, what it's like to be smeared by the Southern Poverty Law Center. I'm going to play a report for you also at the bottom of the hour. There's a report I did a number of years ago about how they made their money. And of course, we've seen this underscored in the last week or so. The fact that they have millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars stashed in offshore tax havens. That is unprecedented for a so-called charitable organization. They are a tax deductible 501c3. And they've been getting millions of dollars from people like George Clooney and from the CEO of Apple, who is also, he gave them $1 million from the corporation. And then said the corporation would match 2-to-1 any donations from employees. So we're going to take a look at the Southern Poverty Law Center because they just keep going and going. The FBI was using them a number of years ago, and they were pointing out enemies to the FBI, and then the FBI finally backed off and stopped doing that. But now, of course, their allies in Congress are going to be bringing them in for hearings. As I was saying just before we went to break, we have the TSA's new enhanced pat-down procedures. How do you like the aftermath of 9/11? See, I don't like the way it transformed our society. The way that I am having to prove my innocence to these people to be searched and pat down, handled, because I refuse to go through their machines. I don't know if they're harmful or not. They probably don't do you any good, at the very least. I'm skeptical that they are healthy. But I just refuse to do that. And I would rather go through a pat down because I want to, I only fly when I have to do it for business. When I am taking a vacation or if I have to go, like we did this last time, we went way up to the Pacific Northwest, went up to the Seattle area for vacation. It's just too far to drive in the amount of time that I've got. I really hate flying. It kind of ruins my vacation to put that on a bookend of the two things, remind me of the freedoms that I've lost, the dignity that I've lost here in America after 9/11. But, of course, it wasn't just after 9/11. It was about the obvious false flag with the underwear bomber. And we've talked to the lawyer who saw the man in the suit put this guy that looked like he was a drugged-up bum, who turned out to be the underwear bomber, put him on the plane, talked to the people there, and just, you know, get him on the plane, say, oh, that's okay, you don't need to do anything with this guy. Let's just get him on. And then guess what? They had all the machines already manufactured and ready to roll out in all the different airports the next day. They'd already planned for all of this. So it's kind of like 9/11 itself. When you look at Building 7, and they say, pull it. And the firefighters said, we heard all these explosions go off all at once. It was never hit by a plane. Two planes, three buildings collapsed in their footprint. And Building 7 was never hit by a plane. But you heard the guy who owned it, Silverstein, say, pull it. You heard firemen say, we heard explosions go off. And they pull this thing down, and we know that something is up, don't we? Because you don't just set up a demolition in a couple of minutes to pull it down. It takes weeks, maybe months, to set something up like that. So when you look at what happened with the rollout of the TSA scanners, you know that this was something that was pre-planned. In addition to the lawyer who we've talked to many times, Haskell, we ought to get him on again. To talk about that, the aftermath of the TSA. But now they just keep enhancing the pat-down procedure. I will go through these procedures, no matter how intrusive they get, because I want to be an obstacle to their system. I do it as an act of defiance and resistance, because I refuse to make it easier for them. I'll make it harder on myself just to fight them. And I will not, even when I have to travel, I have not gone through one of those machines yet, and I refuse to go through those machines. They like to tell them, no, I just don't want to go through that machine. So then they have me go over and stand by the x-ray machine, which I also refuse to do. It's always interesting when we fly. Here's another example of how society has been transformed. Of course, as I was saying, in the high schools now and earlier, they have our children seeing law enforcement officers roaming the hall. They have metal detectors, they have inspections and so forth, because we have to start this very early to get people accustomed to the police state that is now followed in 9/11 and the fact that you have no presumption of innocence. Here's an example. D.C. clothesline. Entire student section detained and forced to have blood and urine tests after beer can found at a football game. So you go to a high school football game, they find one beer can in Randolph, New Jersey, and they make an entire section, 75 students, have blood and urine tests. Parents of high school teenagers were outraged this weekend after dozens of their children were ordered to undergo forced blood and alcohol tests because officials found a beer can under the stadium. They don't even know if it was from that particular game. As parents tried to refuse the tests, they were told their children would be suspended for noncompliance. They say school officials are claiming the forced blood and urine samples taken under threat of suspension were done in the name of child safety. It's for the children, and it's for safety. That's why we have to take your freedom and your dignity. After the can of beer was found, roughly 75 students were taken from the game, detained in classrooms, where their parents were called and told that they must comply with the tests. Noncompliance meant that the student would be automatically assumed guilty and would face the consequences of a crime that they may or may not have actually committed. So do you think all 75 of those kids drank that can of beer? We don't even know if one of them drank that can of beer. But in America, after 9/11, anything can be done to you in the name of safety, even your own safety. We have this authoritarian tyranny, this nanny state that has come to the fore. And people cower in fear at any kind of risk. That's what we just saw in Florida with the massive evacuations. And we're going to talk about the aftermath of that, what people are starting to learn, what happens when you evacuate, and the nanny government, which is always overcautious, moves in. Guess what? You don't get back to your home. That's why those of us who have been through hurricanes in the past know better than to leave our property, because we know who's going to come in. The federal government is going to come in, and you're not going to be able to get back in. But the looters will be able to get back in. No problem with looters coming in. There is no presumption of innocence in the United States. And people are all so willing to give up their safety, give up their liberty for the promise of safety. You know, it's B.F. Skinner who did all the psychological studies, and the name of his book was Beyond Freedom and Dignity. We're there now, folks. We're there. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com, and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. It's September 12th, 2017. I'm David Knight. We're going to get back to the news in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, we have a couple of specials that are new at InfoWarsLife.com. And, of course, these are the things that fund our operation. And we thank you for supporting us. And this is one of the ways that we thank you back for your support. And that is the products that we periodically put on sale. And we've got some deep discounts on some very popular products. 50% off our entire line of Super Blue fluoride-free products, and that's things like the toothpaste as well as the mouthwash. That's a new product, the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash, 50% off. And also we have the toothpaste in both peppermint and bubblegum at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a great product because not only does it not have fluoride, but what it does have is nanosilver and iodine. These are things that fight bacteria that cause gum disease that causes heart disease. This is a well-documented fact. So make sure you got something that's actually going to kill bacteria to brush your teeth with, and it tastes great. I can tell you it's my favorite toothpaste I have ever had, and I'm serious about that. It is a great toothpaste formulated by Alex's dad, who is a retired dentist. Also, get the new Z-Shield Toxic Metal and Chemical Defense Support Formula, 40% off at InfoWarsLife.com. We have Knockout at 40% off at InfoWarsLife.com. And we still have the big sale on both water and food products in the wake of the hurricanes that have been coming here. We got 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com with the coupon code IRMA. That has a shelf life of 25 years, made in the USA, non-GMO, 50% off Select Storable Food. Also, the ProPure water filter, I believe, is still, yes, the ProPure water filter is still in the list. 30% off ProPure King water filtration system, gravity feed system. It doesn't require electricity, and it is one of the large water filtration systems. We have them in all different sizes. This is the big one, and we put a big discount on it. 30% off. It filters out chlorine, pesticides, herbicides, sodium fluoride, other toxic compounds. This is something you should have on a regular basis, not just for disasters. There's other things that you can get that are water filters that you can take with you if you're on the road evacuating or something like that, or even if you're eating in restaurants, something you can use to filter the water. But this is for your family here. You've got access to water before these, if you think that a hurricane may be coming your way. And of course, nobody knows for sure, do we? Even when we see these things, even with all the computer models, we've talked about that before, that should tell you that they can't model climate change if they don't know where this hurricane is going to be or how strong it's going to be. But if there's a possibility of that, just fill your bathtub with water, then filter it through this filter. It's going to give you good, clean water, and you can have something that is far more than the water that you could buy at the grocery store. Let's get back to the news real quickly because we've got a segment coming up on the Southern Poverty Law Center. People need to understand what the Southern Poverty Law Center is about, what they've been about for a very long time. The report that I'm going to play you at the bottom of the hour is going to be background of where they came from, the people who started this. But it has now turned into a liberal witch hunt, every bit as dangerous and as absurd as the Russian witch hunt that we've just been seeing, but far more lacking in basis. We don't know really who did these hacks of things, and of course the Russians have the capability to do that. They try to interfere with elections just as we do. But when we look at what the Southern Poverty Law Center is doing, going out and targeting liberals, going out and smearing people and ruining their careers, trying to censor entire news organizations, and they're being used as a front by the liberal Democrats to try to bring in censorship, to try to bring in prosecution. There's some very dangerous consequences coming from this Southern Poverty Law Center. That's why I continue to focus on it. And now we have an article that was on the Drudge Report today, what it's like to be smeared by the Southern Poverty Law Center. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to also show you the report that I did a couple of years ago about the Southern Poverty Law Center. Before we get into that, let's do some more news here. There's a report from The Guardian saying that this individual who made the news a few days ago saying we can determine whether people are gay or straight based on photographs of their faces, they're now saying that they can determine your politics. They can determine your IQ by looking at your face. And they can tell if you're going to be a criminal, if you have criminal predisposition. This is very dangerous, folks. This is Minority Report pre-crime stuff. And to be targeted as a criminal because of the way your face looks, it reminds me of the old phrenology. Do you remember that? It was something that in the Arthur Conan Doyle, Sherlock Holmes stories, that was something that they would talk about at that time. They'd say, you know, we can look at the bumps on people's heads and we can determine if they're going to be criminals or not, or if they are criminals. We can just tell it just by looking at that guy. I just know that he's a criminal. You understand how stupid and how potentially damaging that is. Not only do we have no presumption of innocence anymore in this country, and I talked about that with the TSA, talked about that with the high school where they find one beer can and they take 75 students and say, you're going to be blood tested, urine tested, and if you refuse to do that, we're going to assume that you're the one who drank that can of beer. And you're going to be suspended and all this other. That's the kind of country that we live in. But we're going to the next step where you don't even have to do anything. They can just look at your politics or they can look at your face with a AI program. And again, remember garbage in, garbage out. Remember the predictions about the hurricane? Remember the predictions that they're making about climate decades from now? When we talk about computer predictions, do not fall down and worship the output of that computer program. Going back to Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, remember they had this giant computer that they created called Deep Thought. And they had this thing cranking for, I don't know, millennia. And at the end, it comes out with the, they asked it, what is the meaning of life? And at the end, it comes out and the answer is 42. So let's start the program again to find out what that's meant. What's the meaning of 42? Now, you know, when we get the computer programs, we have to understand they're programmed by people. That's what makes the self-driving cars so dangerous. They're not somehow automatically safe because they're being driven by computers or controlled by the government. They're still being controlled by software that's written by people. And because I've been involved as an engineer, as a programmer with computer programming, I'm even more skeptical of it than you should be, because you have seen the blue screen of death for Microsoft Windows. You have seen all the different things that happen if you've ever used a computer. But it's even worse if you get down in the internals. And if you're actually programming these things, you have even less confidence in the ability of these people to put out something that has absolutely no errors. People don't make things that don't have mistakes in them. And the software is created by people. But understand this. This is already being done, looking at you and detecting your politics, detecting your IQ, determining what your sexual orientation is, or whatever they want to do. That is already being done with metadata. Metadata. We're going to be talking to Bill Binney tomorrow about how they have transformed everything after September 11th. And understand that metadata is not just this thing that we've been told by the people, James Clapper and others. That's not important. It's the most important thing. That's how they can mine the data algorithmically, is with metadata. And they can determine all these things. And they can do it now. This is just a beard coming from The Guardian. We should be very concerned about it. Stay with us. Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
new shipment of BioTruth Selenium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been sold out for months. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life BioTruth Selenium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the nutraceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium, but BioTruth Selenium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known, from supporting the thyroid gland and immune system to DNA production and eyesight. BioTruth Selenium is also the perfect supercharger to Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, as both help support a healthy thyroid and many other systems. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to order your bottle of BioTruth Selenium before we sell it again. That's InfoWarsLife.com to secure your selenium and other key products that don't only help yourself and your family, but also fund our operation against the globalist, a 360 win. We didn't ask for this fight, but we're in this fight. This is the time to support InfoWars. That's InfoWarsLife.com. After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption. It's David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this September the 12th, 2017. And if you want to talk about corruption, let's talk about the Southern Poverty Law Center. It's not only corruption, but it is a very dangerous witch hunt of censorship. I've got a couple of articles here that I'm going to cover after I play the background of the Southern Poverty Law Center. And this is a story that I did several years ago, talking about how they had profited from their witch hunts of hate, talking about their beginnings with the Ku Klux Klan, being supportive of the Ku Klux Klan. So we're going to play that report for you. But just to put this in perspective here, and I'm going to talk about this after the report, we've got a couple of articles here, Wall Street Journal, Carol Swain. She's a black conservative who's been smeared by the Southern Poverty Law Center. We also have another black woman who is a feminist, a former Muslim. Her name is Ayan Hirsi Ali. She talks about, why is the Southern Poverty Law Center targeting liberals? That's on the New York Times. So it's breaking in the Wall Street Journal. It's breaking on the New York Times. Why? Because they were going to be testifying before the House Homeland Security Committee today in a witch hunt about people who are terrorists. No, it's really about people that they're politically opposed to. And that got delayed because of the hurricanes. But it's very important that we understand this. And when we talk about the prophets of hate, this report that I'm going to play for you here, understand that we now know the Southern Poverty Law Center is socking away $69 million at least in offshore tax havens as they are now a 501c3 tax-deductible organization that is being supported by the big left, people like Tim Cook at Apple Computer, people like George Clooney, and they are being used to promote censorship. Here's that report I had from a couple of years ago, and then we'll talk about these people who have been smeared, these black women who have been smeared simply because of their political affiliation, just like the Christian groups that are being targeted, labeled as hate groups because they support traditional marriage. Here's that report. The Southern Poverty Law Center has long been the think tank hatching the idea of vast right-wing conspiracies. SPLC is the source behind some of the most outrageous enemies lists being compiled by Homeland Security, fusion centers like the MIAC report, and emails and policy statements by the military. SPLC creates the boogeyman, writes the script, and Homeland passes it off to the police, who are trained to associate political speech with a threat to their personal safety. And it's not just political speech. Southern Poverty Law Center is attacking religious freedom, calling it hate. This line of attack has been promulgated within the military. The free exercise religion of those in the military is being attacked as not just hateful, but conflated with the racism of the KKK. It's an interesting comparison for the SPLC to make, since it got its start in the violent racist confrontations of the 60s. On May 20th, 1961, when a busload of black and white freedom riders arrived in Montgomery, Alabama, they were met with what Time magazine described as an idiot club-swinging mob of about 100. In this picture, we see SPLC founder Morris Deese's first client. The man on the ground with the camera getting kicked by Klansmen, that's not Morris Deese's client. This is Deese's client. Deese didn't defend the Freedom Riders who were viciously attacked, bloodied, and had their bus set on fire. Deese defended the KKK thug, the ringleader. And he got him off, in spite of it being widely reported, like this article in Life magazine. And Morris Deese got paid a lot of money, $5,000, which at the time was the median family income for a year. But this is what his bio on the SPLC website says. After launching a law practice in Montgomery in 1960, he won a series of groundbreaking civil rights cases. Maybe he should amend that to say that he won for the Klan, a leg-breaking case against civil rights activists. Morris Deese would have us believe that sometime after he got Klansman Claude Henley off, sometime after he cashed the check, that he decided that he would start suing the Klan for cash instead of defending the Klan for cash. Maybe it wasn't a moral epiphany, but a financial epiphany. He could make much more money doing direct mail fundraising to the public than he could suing. Criticisms of the SPLC from the left focus on how little it does other than fundraising, how much money it hoards for its endowment, and how much money it pays multimillionaire Morris Deese. Alexander Cockburn described Deese and the SPLC this way. Ever since 1971, U.S. Postal Service mailbags have bulged with Deese's fundraising letters, scaring dollars out of the pockets of trembling liberals aghast at his lurid depictions of hate-sodden America in dire need of legal confrontation by the SPLC. Cockburn wrote in 2009 how Deese and the SPLC were spinning the election of Barack Obama. What is the arch salesman of hate-mongering, Mr. Morris Deese of the Southern Poverty Law Center, doing now? He's saying that the election of a black president proves his point. Hate is on the rise. Send money. Without skipping a beat, the mail shot moguls who year after year make money selling the notion there's been a right resurgence out there in the hinterland with massed legions of haters have used the election of a black president to say that, yes, hate is on the rise in America, ready to burst apart at the seams, with millions of extremists primed to march down Main Street draped in Klan robes, a copy of Mein Kampf. Okay, so you get the idea. You can find that report, Southern Poverty Law Center, The Prophets of Hate. And of course they do prophesy about all these hate groups, but we're talking about the P-R-O-F-I-T, Prophets of Hate. $69 million parked in offshore tax havens. Let's talk what it's like to be smeared by the Southern Poverty Law Center. This is on the Wall Street Journal. This woman is pointing out that today they were scheduled to go before the House Homeland Security Committee because, of course, that's what they do. They use them as a beard to go after political enemies. It gives them clearance because Southern Poverty Law Center puts them out there as a hate group. She says, what landed me in the SPLC's crosshairs was a September 10th, 2009 Huffington Post blog entry entitled Mission Creep, the Southern Poverty Law Center's misguided focus. She said, I pointed out the Southern Poverty Law Center's silence about video footage released after the 2008 elections showing members of the new Black Panther Party decked out in full paramilitary regalia, patrolling a polling precinct in Philadelphia where they were clearly intimidating white voters. This is a black woman talking about this, a black conservative woman. You will never see them talking about liberal hate groups, Antifa. You'll never see them talking about that. Instead, they'll be talking only about violence on the right. They never criticize any violence on the left. Just like the mainstream media, when they came after Trump, he said there's bad people on both sides. There's probably good people on both sides, too. But now they said, you can't equate these two groups. Well, frankly, you can. They're very similar. They just have different justifications. They want the same end. She says at the time, the Law Center, and let's put that in quotes, was spending an inordinate amount of time attacking then-CNN host Lou Dobbs. Why? Because he focused on illegal immigration. They demanded CNN fire the anchor. After CNN and Dobbs parted ways, they took credit for getting him off the air. She said, being targeted by the Southern Poverty Law Center, and they called her, this black woman, they called her an apologist for white supremacists. That was a quote from Mark Potok, who at the time was the SPLC's national spokesman. She said, being their target has had a lasting impact on her life, on her career. She said, offers from other universities to speak ended. Speaking opportunities declined. Once you've been smeared in this way, mainstream news outlets are less likely to cite you as an expert of any kind because, of course, the experts are the Southern Poverty Law Center. She said, yet today I wear the SPLC's mud as a badge of honor. She said, I know that I'm in the company of many good men and women who have been similarly vilified for standing for righteousness and truth. Others that they've targeted are people like Ben Carson and so on. She has a long list of people. We all know where that is. And she ends with this. She says the SPLC should not be dignified with invitations to provide congressional testimony about domestic extremism as long as it continues to advance a transparently partisan agenda, one that Mr. Potok has publicly acknowledged is designed to destroy groups that it opposes. This article from The Federalist says, what makes the hate list of the Southern Poverty Law Center different from a burn book a high school queen bee keeps in the 2004 movie Mean Girls? The answer is nothing, really. The burn book was a compilation of insults, gossips, and rumors intended to repel the diva's enemies, to label everybody, and to keep herself on top of the heap. That's how the SPLC uses its designated hate groups in the same way, to raise cash and to vilify people for the left. They are the think tank for the left's hate groups. They're the think tank for censorship. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to talk about Hillary Clinton's book tour. We'll be right back.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rite's freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. It's September 12th, 2017. I want to get to Hillary Clinton's book tour. And you won't believe what is happening with that. We got a couple of clips from Hillary Clinton as well. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you of some of the sales that we have here at InfoWars, and it's what supports this program. Real News, it's what supports all the operation here. It's what keeps us independent. And we don't have to take ads from other people, and it keeps us independent of Google and Facebook and the people who control the strings now of commerce on the internet. As Julian Assange said, there's a kind of economic censorship. Well, this is what we've been doing to get around that. We appreciate your support of these products. We try to support you with the best quality natural products that are out there, and we offer some of our most popular now at a discount. We've got a new sale on Knockout, the powerful sleep aid. It has powerful natural sleep remedies like melatonin, valerian root extract, L-tryptophan. That's the thing that you find in Turkey. It has almost 2,000 reviews on our independently curated review site. That gives it an impressive 4.5 stars out of 5 possible stars. And I got to tell you, this is something that I use on a regular basis for this program. This program would not be possible without Knockout. Quite literally, I have to get up. We're part of the Oh Dark Early crowd here. I get up a little bit before 4 o'clock every morning, and I am somebody who has all my life been a late night person. And so to get on a schedule where I have to get up before 4 o'clock in the morning, the only way that I can do that is to try to reset my clock. And this is very effective to do that. Things like melatonin. People have known about melatonin for a very long time, resetting your clock if you're traveling to another time zone. And I have to travel to another time zone in order to do this program. So I take Knockout in order to get myself back on that schedule. I start to get off of it immediately when I get into the weekend, and then I have to get back onto it on Monday. But it was a real big aid for me when this program first started. It was a real important thing. And it's all natural. That's the key thing. It's all natural. Melatonin, valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, and other natural ingredients is very effective. I can testify to that personally. Also, another new sale that we have here is 40% off Z-Shield. Z-Shield contains organic ingredients that are known to help support the body in the fight against toxic metals and chemicals. The natural ingredients are things like cilantro, milk thistle, super concentrated zeolites. And as we point out, the EPA knows that they've admitted there's more than 800 million pounds of pesticides being dumped in the U.S. every year. 80% of these pesticides are used on crops. And it doesn't have to be a disaster scenario, just like we just had in Houston. They had 41 toxic waste sites in Houston that were flooded. And that started getting into the water. That is now going to spread throughout Houston. But it's being spread all the time. So you need to be aware of that. You need to do things like filter your water. We have a 30% off the ProPure King large water filter, 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But there's other things, other places besides just the water that you're going to be getting this because of the widespread contamination of toxic chemicals. Z-Shield helps you to fight toxic metal and chemical pollution that you're exposed to all the time. And you can now get it 40% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Hillary Clinton's book is going to be released today. It's being released today. And guess what? What happened? Well, what happened is they discounted it 40% before it was even released. Maybe they should have come out with a paperback version first because nobody really wants to see this thing. They should have put it out in paperback, which is a cheap version, and discounted it 40%. And then watch the profits burn as nobody picks up this stupid thing. This is absolutely amazing. She says that she's not going to be another candidate ever. We certainly hope that is the case. But as I pointed out before, the evil that she has done is going to live long after her through the Clinton Foundation. She came out, of course, in the interviews saying she doesn't believe that she offended people with her basket of deplorables content. She's perfectly fine with labeling everybody as deplorables. Here's what she told Jane Pauley in a very, very friendly, fawning interview. But even Jane Pauley had a hard time thinking that this wasn't a gift, a basket of gifts to President Trump when she was running against him, calling them basket of deplorables. Here's that comment.
I have done a better job of demonstrating. I get it. There were some memorable verbal gaffes, too.
You could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables.
Why do you think that word deplorable had been circulating in your mind?
Well, I thought Trump was behaving in a deplorable manner. I thought a lot of his appeals to voters were deplorable. I thought his behavior, as we saw on the Access Hollywood tape, was deplorable. And there were a large number of people who didn't care. It did not matter to them. And he turned out to be a very effective reality TV star in our presidential campaign.
When you said basket of deplorables, you energized.
No, but they were already energized.
But you offended some people who didn't personally feel deplorable at all.
I don't buy that. I'm sorry I gave him a political gift of any kind.
That was a gift.
But I don't think that was determinative.
So that's the unapologetic hatred and vilification of Hillary Clinton. And that's why it is so important that she did not become president. That's why it's so important. Can you imagine what we would be going through as a nation right now? The witch hunt conducted by the head witch. We're just talking about the Southern Poverty Law Center and how they want to censor people, how they want to shut down entire news organizations. Boy, that would have been on steroids, and it would have been accelerated right now if that hateful woman had become president. Absolutely unapologetic. She will not accept any responsibility for anything that she did. And of course, the Democrats, as they're pointing out on Politico, the Democrats are dreading her book tour. She is vilifying not only Trump supporters as deplorable, but she's coming after Barack Obama. She's coming after Joe Biden. She is throwing everyone under the bus. She takes her bus tour. And I don't know if you saw it or not, but even as she's talking to Jane Pauley, when she looks off to the right, she just can't get those eyes to track for a moment. She gets that cross-eyed look again. But I want to play a clip that I saw on Twitter. And again, if you want to follow me, you can find me at Libertarian on Twitter. You can also find our program is Real News X2 on Twitter. Also on Facebook has the same name. But I saw this on Twitter. I'm not sure who did this video, but it was spot on. Let's play video number 3.
When crowds of people were shouting "Lock her up," they weren't asking. It wasn't a joke. Nobody was laughing. It was everyday Americans tired of a justice system that only applies to the little people. Tired of a ruling class immune to justice. Just plain tired. And when Donald J. Trump famously said on that debate stage that if he were in charge of law and order in this country, that Hillary would be in jail.
Because you'd be in jail.
Secretary, that was an implied promise. A promise of a return to law and order. Something our society desperately needs if we expect our citizens to respect the ruling authority of our government. People look at the ruling class and say to themselves, well, if the laws don't apply to them, why should I follow them? Which is a perfectly good question, by the way. And it's especially dangerous when we're not talking about just getting your friends out of a few parking tickets. We're talking about a justice system whose moral authority has been so eroded that it seems for people with enough money and power, there is no law at all. No matter what the crime is, Donald J. Trump has a chapter in his book about delivering the goods, and I can think of no greater good than restoring justice in our society, because if laws don't mean anything to the rich and powerful, they don't mean anything at all.
They don't mean anything at all. Lock her up was a promise, and we were not joking when we said Hillary for prison. We put all those t-shirts out there. We really meant it, and we thought that Donald Trump meant it. We know that Jeff Sessions isn't going to do it. It's quite clear. The only people he's interested in locking up are the poor people, the people at the bottom of the rung, not the district of criminals. You see that list of all the people there? Those are the deplorables. The deplorable capital, D.C. I'm sure that they're going to have to change the name because, you know, you just can't have anything with Washington or Columbus in it. So it can't be the district. It can't be Washington, D.C. Got to get Columbus and Washington out. So let's just call it the deplorable corrupt criminals, deplorable corruption, because that's what we have in Washington. You know, last Friday I talked to Ty Clevenger, the guy who's trying to get Hillary Clinton disbarred. And he's actually moving forward in that case in a Maryland district. But he was saying the same thing that video is saying. We all see this. Why is there one standard blatantly in our face? This is not something that is hidden. They do it in our face, and it's being done by Trump's Justice Department under Jeff Sessions right now, in our face, allowing these people to get away with crimes that anybody else would be locked away for life. What Hillary Clinton did in destroying evidence and violating national security would put any one of us who are not in that district of criminals away for life. That's what has to be stopped. That's what Ty Clevenger was talking about. He said, we've got to get this FOIA request, and we've got to get her disbarred. At the very least, there should be some punishment for this deplorable woman, not a book tour, not a presidential candidacy. We'll be right back.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In Texas, it's David Knight.
Yeah, things don't change much, do they? Powers, they keep on lying. The world just keeps turning around, and it doesn't matter whether the Republicans or Democrats are in charge, we still see the privilege of power, especially in Washington. We're just talking about Hillary Clinton and the deplorable fact that she is still walking around free and not in prison. This was not a joke, as we pointed out. This is a promise, an implied promise from President Trump, something that is being shut down by his Justice Department. And we also see the IRS, ex-IRS official Lois Lerner. The Justice Department is not going to prosecute her. And this is something that came out last week. Not too much attention was paid to it, because we had the hurricane coming, so all this stuff gets a free pass. I've got a poll up on my Twitter site, Libertarian. You can go there to vote. There's been 4,000 or 5,000 votes there. Should we let her go free? I don't think so. And two GOP lawmakers don't think so either. They've turned their fire, says The Hill, on President Trump's Justice Department after it announced that it would not reconsider its decision to not prosecute Lois Lerner. And, of course, the IRS commissioner is still there, the same commissioner that allowed this to happen. So every level of this corruption, where they targeted conservative groups using the IRS as a political weapon, just as they use the CIA and the NSA and the FBI as political weapons. You understand the point we're at in our country, where law enforcement groups, where spy agencies, where tax agencies are all used as political weapons. They say Kevin Brady of Texas, Peter Roskam of Illinois, a couple of congressmen, they sit on the powerful House and Ways and Means Committee. They issued a statement last Friday. They blasted the Department of Justice and Attorney General Jeff Sessions' deeply flawed decision not to prosecute Lerner criminally. They said, I have the utmost respect for Attorney General Sessions. I can't say that anymore, quite frankly. But I'm troubled by his department's lack of action to fully respond to our request and to deliver accountability. Today's decision does not mean Lois Lerner is innocent. It means the justice system in Washington is deeply flawed. No, it means it is totally corrupt. Totally corrupt. The district of corruption. Roskam, the chairman of the Tax Policy Subcommittee, calls Sessions' announcement a miscarriage of justice. This kind of politicization of the tax collectors is just unbelievable. The decision not to prosecute Lois Lerner is a miscarriage of justice, Roskam wrote. On top of Ms. Lerner's actions against taxpayers, denying tax-exempt status to groups for political gain, and, of course, expediting the tax-exempt status for liberal political groups. At the same time, she held up conservative Tea Party groups for years. Failing to protect taxpayer information, of course, as well, the department's response blatantly ignores our most troubled finding, that Ms. Lerner intentionally misled federal investigators in a flagrant violation of the law. See, that is a crime in and of itself that is very important. To obstruct justice, to lie, to destroy evidence, on top of the fact that they use the IRS as a political organization. He said, our democracy is injured when those who taxpayers entrust with great authority ignore the law to advance their own political agenda. Yeah. It is absolutely, our government is rotting from the top down, folks. Meanwhile, in Europe, Angela Merkel is saying that Hungary cannot ignore the EU refugee rulings. They have given them quotas, and of course, many of the countries who have chafed under the dictatorship of a Soviet Union are not interested in being under the dictatorship of Germany and the European Union. Countries like Hungary, Slovakia, Poland are saying, we're not going to let you tell us who we have to have within our country. This is something that is a friction that is coming up here. I think it's going to break up the European Union beyond Brexit. And, of course, at the same time, we have a major secession fight going on between Catalonia and Spain. People are tired of the consolidation of government becoming distant and dictatorial to them. We'll be right back.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. It's September the 12th, 2017. At the bottom of the hour, we've been talking to Mr. Kiriakou, the only CIA individual. He's former CIA, the only one to go to jail in affiliation with the torture program because he blew the whistle. He refused to participate. So the people who actually did it, who actually violated the law, who actually did things that we executed the Japanese for doing, but has been rebranded as enhanced interrogation by the CIA. So if you just call it something different, give it a different label, and of course that's the most effective weapon that these people have, is the way that they can label things, isn't it? They choose the high ground of the argument by the labels that they put on things. So they call it enhanced interrogation. Killing innocent civilians is collateral damage, and they don't really care about either of those. He went to jail for that. He's going to be talking to us about his actions in Afghanistan immediately following September 11th. Back in 2001, he was part of the group that led the capture of the first Al-Qaeda people there. And he has spoken out. He's been a fearless whistleblower against criminal actions by our government. And we have to understand, folks, that we have to hold the government to a higher standard. That's precisely what we're talking about with Hillary Clinton, with Lois Lerner, with the IRS, with the CIA. That's why the FISA court that was created in the aftermath of the Church and Pike hearings in the 1970s, they knew that the CIA and the NSA were violating the Constitution, violating the law, spying on Americans. They had those hearings to do it. They created the FISA court. The FISA court said, no, actually, in this last election, it said the CIA, the NSA, the FBI, they've been violating the law. They spied on politicians for political purposes, and they usually keep their findings secret. That's one of the problems I have with the FISA court. They have these secret rulings. It's not even really a court. It is there's no opposition to these things, but even they were concerned because it violated the whole essence of why they exist. If there's not going to be any oversight over the NSA and the CIA, if they're not even going to go to the FISA court and say, we would like to have a search warrant for anybody affiliated with the Trump campaign. Of course, they're not going to do that. But they did it anyway. And when the FISA court that has previously given search warrants for Mr. and Mrs. Verizon, as Rand Paul pointed out, that is an egregious offense of the Constitution. But even they said that the intelligence agencies violated the law and the Constitution. And they declassified that report. They frequently have these secret hearings, these secret courts. I've called them a star chamber, and they are. They are a star chamber. They have these secret hearings, and they have a ruling, and then they pretend, just as the Supreme Court does, everybody pretends that the Supreme Court can amend the Constitution, that the Supreme Court creates the law of the land. How many times have you heard that? Supreme Court doesn't create laws. Our Congress is supposed to create law. But we all say courts can create law. Courts can amend the Constitution. And this is a secret court now that everybody says that can amend the Constitution. That can create law. And we're not even allowed to know what their decision is that changed the Constitution. But in this particular case, because it was encroaching on their turf,
They blew the whistle on the criminal actions of law enforcement and the surveillance state. We still have all these people, including all the mainstream media, including even Fox News, saying there wasn't any law violated. Look at the FISA court. The people who say no laws are violated are quoting the Department of Justice and the FBI, the people who are being accused by the FISA court overseers as the ones who violated the law. So that's like saying Hillary Clinton says she didn't violate the law. So see, it didn't happen. The FBI says they didn't violate the law, so it didn't happen. But the FISA court said they did. This is not an anonymous whistleblower. This is a watchdog agency for this particular purpose. That's why they declassified the report. So we're going to talking to John Kiriakou. He did a lot of time. He wrote a book on it, Doing Time Like a Spy. And he said it's been a very tough thing for him. He doesn't downplay how difficult that was, but he said he would do it all over again. Because it's important to stand for principle, and it's important not to allow our government to become terrorists. It's important not to allow our government to become criminals. We remove these checks and balances that were wisely put in by the founders of this country, the people who wrote the Constitution. Why? Because it makes it expedient for the government to do whatever it wants to do. And whatever they want to do is, of course, going to make us safe and secure. Don't worry about the rule of law. Don't worry about your freedom. Don't worry about your dignity. Let's just make it easy for the government to protect us. That's the thinking of an ignorant slave nowadays. How many times do you have to, how many data points, how many things that have happened do you have to ignore for that? Going back to the news, we have North Korea being slapped with UN sanctions today after this nuclear test, the H-bomb test that they did, the sixth and largest nuclear test. And I have to say, this is nothing but symbolism over substance. There is no compassion by the North Korean leader for his people who are suffering. This isn't going to affect him. It will affect them. He's not going to pass any of this suffering along or retain any of it himself. He's going to just pass on the sanction effects to them. He looks at this. As we pointed out, we interviewed Michael Malice. He said, look, this is a win for him. The more he gets people antagonized, the happier he is because people are paying attention to him. He wants attention. He wants to be a player on the world stage. And he's a player. And even some of the people in his dictatorship look up to him. Look at that. We're in the news. America is afraid of us. All of this stuff plays into his game. And now they're going to put sanctions on, and it isn't going to have any effect whatsoever. They're perfectly willing to let their people starve, just as Chairman Mao was perfectly willing to let his people starve. He brought it on. Bring it on. Let's let people starve. Moving on to taxes. And this is Steve Mnuchin says, considering backdating tax cuts to January the 1st would be a boon to the economy. He said that today. He said, we're going to get this done by the end of the year. He said President Trump's goal of chopping the corporate tax rate of 15% down to 15% could be difficult to achieve. He said, I don't know if we'll be able to achieve that given the budget issue. Wait, we don't have to worry about that. We just opened up the debt ceiling and we can do it again. And we can even say we're going to ignore the debt ceiling. But you still have the high tax Democrats who don't want to give in. And this is illustrated by this story from Bloomberg. They say Trump plans an aggressive roadshow to sell the tax overhaul. He's going to go to 13 states over the next 7 weeks to sell the idea of a tax overhaul, as the administration tries to avoid repeating the communication failures of their attempt to repeal Obamacare. That was not a communication failure. This is Bloomberg writing, of course. That was the GOP establishment blocking that. They never had any intention of repealing Obamacare. The people who voted for it in the past, voted to repeal Obamacare, voted against it because they knew that this time it would really happen. They will do it as long as they can get some political capital from it, but they really, truly wanted it. And it's very important, as I've said before, for President Trump to go to these states and have these rallies to show that he is still popular with the people, especially the people who elected him, unlike the false narrative that's being sold to us by the mainstream media. And I also said it's very important for him to use these meetings not just to show his personal popularity or to campaign, but to push the agenda that we elected and tell people, write your congressman, write your senator, get this passed. And so he's going to be going to these 13 states. They said this is a strategy that was revealed by top advisors. Remember this. We're going to talk about this in the next one. They had top advisors and 40 allies. They met in a closed-door meeting last week. The president's going to visit State City 1, where a Democratic senator is up for re-election next year, including Florida, Indiana, Michigan, Montana, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, said three people who attended. Tax cuts are a win, folks. Nobody except big government high-tax Democrats are going to support the tax cuts. And so if he goes to these states that he won, where there's a Democrat running for office for Senate, that's going to be a win. And, of course, they did this in a strategy meeting. But you've got on Politico, GOP lawmakers are jittery. They say, we don't know what's coming down the pike. We don't know what the plan is. Of course you do. It isn't that you don't have the details. You don't like tax cuts either because you're establishment, just like the Democrats, and you're going to get primaried out. We'll talk more about that when we come back.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children, to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. It's September the 12th, 2017. I'm David Knight. Before we get back to the news, I just want to remind you of a couple of new sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Super Blue fluoride-free products, and that includes not only our fluoride-free toothpaste that's available in peppermint or bubblegum, but also Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash. All of these are 50% off. And the important thing about them is not just what they don't have, but what they do have. They don't have fluoride, harmful fluoride, but they do have things that are actually going to fight gum disease. Things like iodine, nanosilver, things that are going to keep your mouth fresh, like peppermint oil, and things that are going to improve the taste, but also not eat your teeth like sugar would. Xylitol is good for your teeth. So these are things that it's a great product, my favorite toothpaste that I've ever had. Now, 50% off all the flavors of toothpaste as well as the mouthwash at InfoWarsStore.com. Also 50% off are InfoWars Select Storable Foods. Storable for up to 25 years, made in America, non-GMO, and now 50% off for limited time with coupon code IRMA. And Z-Shield, our formula to fight toxic metals and chemicals. It has organic ingredients that are known to support the body in the fight against toxic metals and chemicals. Ingredients like cilantro, milk thistle, super concentrated zeolites, and you can get that now at 40% off at InfoWarsLife.com. You know, I was talking about the fact that we have after we have failed on this fight to end the mandates, the regulations, being forced to buy the product of a private company, and this is setting an example. They're going to be forcing you to buy a lot of stuff. Of course, they already do. We've got government forcing you to buy insurance for your cars at various levels. But the escalation that we've seen in the amount of money that people are spending on health care, because this was a bill, as we pointed out many, many times, a bill that was written by the insurance companies for their profits, and their profits have skyrocketed in the wake of all this. And so the Republicans failed to do anything about it. And as Steve Bannon was talking about this on Sunday with 60 Minutes, he said that they promised that they were going to have this done by Easter. They said, we know this, we voted on this, we've brought this up 50 times. We know exactly how to get rid of Obamacare. And of course, they had voted to get rid of Obamacare. They'd put bills together to get rid of Obamacare, but they just couldn't do it this time. Why? Because this time, it wouldn't be just passed by the House, passed by the Senate. It would also be signed by the President, and they really didn't want it to go away. They like it as a wedge issue. They like it as putting that out there as a reason to vote for them, but they don't want it to go away. And so Bannon called him on that. And he also said, we are plotting primaries against a slate of GOP incumbents. So understand that as President Trump is going to be going to 13 different states, states where he won and they have Democrats up for big races for reelection, he's going to be using tax cuts as a wedge against them. And we've also got some things that are going to be used against Republican establishment people as well. And that's one of the things that Bannon was talking about. Who would he be talking about? Well, the first one up is going to be this election in Alabama to replace former Senator Jeff Sessions, who's now the Attorney General. And there is a contest going there. The establishment picked Luther Strange. He was the hand-pick of a governor who has now had to resign in corruption. And, of course, he's very liked by the Senate GOP establishment. They've given him a couple $1 million because they don't want to see Judge Roy Moore elected. But Judge Roy Moore is ahead by about 16%. As they pointed out, the election is coming out on September 26th. Breitbart points out that Moore towers over Strange with a solid majority of the electorate a 16-point lead, 52-36. The poll shows Moore's strength is with evangelicals and conservatives, while Strange is only getting support from moderate voters, who, by the way, are not very motivated to show up. Strange has attempted to present himself in the race as someone who is supportive of the president and his policies. And actually, Donald Trump, at the urgings of Mitch McConnell, actually put out an endorsement. He said, well, I'll do a rally for you too, but that hasn't happened. And it's looking like it won't happen. I don't think, number one, he wants to be associated with a loser. But as you're going to see here, Strange actually opposes Trump and aligns himself with McConnell. That's one of the reasons why the GOP Senate fund is spending millions of dollars to help him and to oppose Judge Roy Moore. Strange, until last Tuesday, had campaigned aggressively on opposing changing the U.S. Senate filibuster rules that require 60 votes to pass legislation. He had signed a letter to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer expressing his opposition to changing the rules. And he pushed a very public defense of the filibuster during the campaign. In direct opposition to President Trump on this matter. Throughout that time, Moore has been supportive of the president's call to change rules. Then, last Tuesday, Strange demonstrated his weakness by flip-flopping against the filibuster and holding a press conference, withdrawing his signature from that letter. Tim, a desperate move. So he writes a letter pledging his undying fealty to the establishment leaders, the GOP and the Democrats, McConnell and Schumer. And then when it really blows back against him and everybody says, no, he's not going to be with Trump at all. He's going to be with the opposition. He holds a press conference and says, I really didn't mean it. He's going to be the first one up, the first one who's going to lose. And that's going to happen. That's very important to happen. And this tax issue is going to be the next issue coming up. And by the time that comes up, we may have a senator, former judge Roy Moore, who will actually back tax cuts. Let's talk a little bit. We've got just a little bit of time left in this segment. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on in Florida. I think what's interesting, as we look at the aftermath, and of course the big issues right now, besides flooding, are getting power restored. Millions of people are out of power. Millions of people evacuated because we had the Florida governor telling people, you are not going to survive this. You will die if you don't get out. And again, that's always the issue. How do we know what to do? We don't know. It's not a one or a zero. There is an element of risk, and we don't understand the idea of risk anymore in the United States. Everybody just says, I want to know, you tell me what to do. And if I stay or if I go and I die, then it's your fault. See, it's not the mayor of Houston's fault that Houston got flooded. And you can say the same thing about the governor being overcautious, trying to get people out. You have to be informed. They need to tell you the truth. They need not to hype this thing. But then you have to accept responsibility for whatever your decision is going to be. You are an adult, hopefully. You're an independent thinker. You should think independently. You should make up your mind based on information. They should try to tell you what they know and let you make up your mind, not force you to evacuate. And what we're seeing here, I thought was very interesting. When we just look at Tampa, we got the mayor and the county commissioner contradicting themselves over curfew rules. So the mayor comes out and he says, we're going to have curfew starting at 6 p.m. on Sunday, 2 days ago. And then that was a Mayor Bob Buckhorn. Then the Hillsborough County Administrator, Mike Merrill, said not for Hillsborough County, not for any of its three cities, Tampa, Temple Terrace, or Plant City. And then Merrill came out, the county commissioner, and said only the county commissioner has the authority to set a curfew under a state of emergency. He said, I understand the mayor's desire to keep his city safe, but it creates conflicts. See, evacuations create problems. Curfews create problems. And this always happens. And he says, regardless of curfew status, county officials can ask anyone in the region to get inside immediately for their own thing. So it's back and forth as a power play. And guess who CNN and Fox News focus on? The mayor, who's going to hype the disaster. Not the guy who's saying, let's tamp this down. We'll be right back with John Kiriakou.
A staunch anti-federalist, Patrick Henry was opposed to the Constitution, fearing it would become a monster that would take over not only the sovereign states that had created it, but that it would become a tool to destroy individual liberty. His warnings, ignored, have now come to pass. He said, you're not to inquire how your trade may be increased, nor how you are to become a great and powerful people, but how your liberties can be secured. For liberty ought to be the direct end of your government. Patrick Henry warned us, the liberties of a people never were, nor nor ever will be secure when the transactions of their rulers may be concealed from them. Today, everything the government does at every level is concealed from us. We have trade deals to manage our economy that not even our elected representatives are allowed to see. Later in life, Patrick Henry looked back and said, when the American spirit was in its youth, the language of America was different. Liberty, sir, was the primary object. Today, our primary concern is safety and comfort, when we should be demanding liberty. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
That's right. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And we live in a world of deceit. One person who told the truth and paid the price is joining us now, John Kiriakou, a former CIA operative, a senior investigator for the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He was a target of the Obama administration's war on whistleblowers. Remember that Obama put more people who were whistleblowers and journalists in jail than all the other presidents combined over the last 100 years. It was the 1917 Espionage Act. And Obama put more people in jail than all the other presidents combined. People who were not persecuted under George Bush, for example, were sent to jail in the case of John Kiriakou. I wanted to talk to John because yesterday we talked about 9/11. And I want to focus on how this country has been transformed in the wake of 9/11. It has transformed our society, the way that we think about ourselves, the way how we value liberty versus safety and security. It has definitely changed our legal system. We now will countenance torture of people, which is what he went to jail for, blowing the whistle on CIA torture programs. So our legal system has been changed. Our law enforcement system has been changed. And it is still changing us. We still have that mindset that it established with us, that we value safety over liberty, over freedom, over the rule of law, over anything in this country. And we're still at war. We've been at constant war since September 11th. So joining us now is John Kiriakou. He's written many books, Doing Time Like a Spy, The Convenient Terrorist, The Reluctant Spy, and of course, you know, Doing Time Like a Spy, What the CIA Taught Me How to Survive in Prison, because they sent him to prison for the revolutionary act of telling the truth, for standing with the law, for standing with the Constitution, for standing with human decency. Joining us now is John Kiriakou. You can find him at johnkiriakou.com, and you spell his name K-I-R-I-A-K-O-U. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Kiriakou.
Oh, thank you so much for having me again. It's always a pleasure to be on the show.
I wanted to talk about, I always love to hear from you, because I tell you what, you are one of my heroes.
Yeah.
Anybody that stands up and stands firm to do the right thing, and then as you said, even after you went to prison, you said, I would do it all again. And you've said that every time we've talked, you would do it all again. That's a real hero in my book. You paid the price for that, and I really do thank you for what you've done, even as we continue to look at this and we continue to try to get people to understand the importance of the rule of law, the importance of individual liberty, and how we do not want to create, turn our government into terrorists themselves. People just don't understand that issue. So let's talk about what happened right after September 11th. You were part of the group that went to Afghanistan hunting down Al-Qaeda, and your group, you led the group that captured the first Al-Qaeda person. Tell us a little bit about that amazing story, because it is an amazing story, the capture of this individual.
Well, I had been the CIA's chief of counterterrorism operations in Pakistan in the immediate aftermath of the 9/11 attacks. And what we were doing was we were hitting Al-Qaeda safe houses one a night, two a night. We would catch a guy here, maybe two guys there. And then finally, we received word from CIA headquarters that Abu Zubaydah was somewhere in Pakistan. We believed at the time that he was the number three in Al-Qaeda. He turned out to be an Al-Qaeda logistician, although probably not the number three. But we couldn't narrow his potential location down to any fewer than 14 sites. And so we flew in a large team. We flew in a plane load of equipment and weapons and money and secure communications gear. And we decided to hit 14 sites simultaneously at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And sure enough, he was in one of them and we got him.
Wow. Wow. And he didn't go easily either, did he?
He didn't go easily. He climbed to the roof of the safe house and tried to leap to the roof of the neighboring house. When he was making the jump, a Pakistani policeman on the ground shot him with an AK-47 and hit him three times. He hit him in the groin, the thigh, and the stomach, and he nearly bled to death over the next 24 hours.
Wow. You know, it's interesting as we look at this, and of course he became one of the first subjects of the torture program, right? You said before when we talked, you were there by his bedside, and when he came to, you told him, you better talk to me, because I'm the nicest guy you're ever going to meet.
That's what
And he then became the subject of torture. What did they do to him, and what did they find out?
Well, they had come up with this torture program that they euphemistically called enhanced interrogation techniques.
Yeah.
There were 10 techniques, and they ranged from things as benign as grabbing him by the collar and giving him a shake, to as serious as waterboarding, sleep deprivation, and something called the cold cell, where the prisoner is stripped naked, chained to an eye bolt in the ceiling, and then the cell is chilled to 50 degrees, and every hour a bucket of ice water is thrown on him. So these techniques got serious to the point where several prisoners were killed using them.
And, of course, we had nothing done by the government to investigate this violation of the law. We had people in the aftermath of World War II. We had Japanese soldiers that were executed for torturing people in the same manner with water torture. But now we have a different America. As I said before, we've been transformed in both our thinking and in our legal system by September 11th. I thought it was interesting because just a couple of months ago, we had a trial come up of these psychiatrists, and I don't know if they're psychiatrists or psychologists, I always get the two confused. So, but these are the guys who came in, they were paid $80 million as consultants to train the CIA on these torture techniques. And so even though there were no criminal charges prosecuted against anybody, they put you in jail for blowing the whistle on these criminal actions, but nothing was done to the people who actually did the torturing. No. These psychiatrists or psychologists who did the training, who made tens of millions of dollars, they were being sued by two survivors and one person who died under these torture cases. His estate or whatever was suing them. That looked like we might have some disclosure from that. But then that all got shut down with a secret settlement. And so we're not even going to find anything from a civil lawsuit now as to what's going on. Only you were the one who gave us that information.
I was the only one. And that's the real shame of this. That's something that the mainstream media has not focused on in any way, shape, or form. And that is that had this civil suit gone forward, we would have had access for the very first time through discovery to classified documents about the creation and implementation of that torture program. Yes. Now that the case is settled, I don't think Americans will ever really know exactly what their government was doing in their name.
That's why what you did is so important. We have to know when the government does these things in our name. We have to know that they violated the law, they violated ethical standards and so forth and so on. And you're the only source that we have for that information. Talk to me for a moment about, you know, as we've seen our society transform, as I mentioned, we've been at a state of war since 9/11. And how do you feel about this, about the aftermath of this? I mean, you were working for the CIA at the time. You were going out, you were capturing bad guys.
Sure.
But how do you feel about 9/11, for example? How do you feel about these wars that have conducted, that have been going on?
I really believed, I think really all CIA officers believed in the immediate aftermath of the 9/11 attacks, that our mission was to destroy Al-Qaeda and to kill or capture its leaders. Well, we had destroyed Al-Qaeda within, you know, 90 days. And then all of a sudden, the mission became one of nation building. And
yes.
Then before we were even finished in Afghanistan, the mission became one of attacking Iraq and then rebuilding Iraq. And so this spiraled into something that it was never supposed to be. Certainly Iraq was never done in the name of counterterrorism. And certainly focusing the fight in Afghanistan on the Taliban was not done in the name of counterterrorism. We had no problem, at least no security problem with the Taliban. We elected to make the Taliban our enemies.
Absolutely. And going back to 2011, we had a guy who was investigating blowing the whistle on the TSA, and we had disclosure in that, accidental disclosure, because they put their documents up and forgot to redact them for a while. And we saw that in 2011, the TSA said there is no current threat to airplanes or to airports, and yet we're left with the legacy of the TSA. We're left with the legacy of these wars. We're talking to John Kiriakou, former CIA operative and whistleblower. We'll be right back.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. It's September 12th, 2017. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to John Kiriakou. How do we escape this prison that we put ourselves in with September 11th? John Kiriakou was one of the first people. He just recounted the story of capturing, being part of the team to capture the first Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, talking about how the war then metastasized and it became a war of occupation. We're still there. There's no end in sight. It's being restarted now with a vigor. And then how it metastasized to Iraq. And I guess at that point, John, you and others were concerned about what are we really fighting here? All of us were behind that. Let's get the people who did this. We were told that it was 19 guys in planes that flew into these buildings that did this. So let's go get these guys. And, you know, I was talking about it yesterday, and Lionel and I were both saying it took us a while to start to question some of the things that we were told about 9/11. Some of the things I don't pretend to know who did it or how they did it. But I know that the conspiracy theory that we've been offered by the government has so many different factual errors in it that I don't believe that anymore. I don't know. Do you have any questions about the narrative of September 11th as you've looked at this over the years? It took me quite a while to see some of these things. I hadn't even watched the video of the buildings falling straight down, one of them not even hit by a plane. I hadn't seen that. Because I didn't have a television at the time. It took me a while to see it. And the same thing with Lionel. He was an eyewitness, and he was so caught up in the events of what was happening and trying to survive and reacting to the immediate stuff that was going on. You have to get a little bit of distance, I think, in terms of time and space to actually see what's going on. Have you got a different opinion about what happened on September 11th? Are you skeptical about the official story?
I am actually skeptical about the official story, but especially where it relates to the Saudi government.
Mm-hmm.
This is a story that's never been told. The information has never been released by the intelligence community, even in the face of Freedom of Information Act lawsuits. There's one thing that bothers me in particular. The night that we captured Abu Zubaydah, we were also very fortunate to recover his diary. Now, much has been said of the diary. It contained letters that he wrote to himself, poems, doodles. Everybody was just in awe of some of the stories that he told in this diary. What I was more interested in, though, was the fact that he had the names and telephone numbers of two Saudi royal family members in yes. that diary. And when we finally recovered it and approached the Saudi government saying, why in the world are Saudi royal family members in touch with the number three in Al-Qaeda? The Saudis said they would investigate. What happened subsequently has never been explained. One of those princes died in a mysterious single car accident in the middle of the desert. No witness.
Hit a tree, I'm sure.
The other one's even better. It's the one that I enjoy talking about even more. The other one was an experienced camper, and he went camping in the desert and died of thirst. So neither one of them.
Oh, I forgot the water.
Yeah. Exactly. Neither one of them could be interviewed. I won't even use the word interrogated. But we'll never get to the bottom of what exactly was the nature of the contact between mm-hmm. Al-Qaeda and the Saudi royal family. That's not even to say anything about the 28 pages. You know, when you've got a sitting U.S. senator questioning the official narrative, then by God, I'd like to get to the bottom of it.
Well, there's such close connection even between the Saudis and the CIA. Look at Prince Bandar and yes. these others. I mean, it's been very well documented for a long time. So when I see these news articles that just came out in the last week saying that they had funded, they'd bought tickets for some of these guys and they'd flown around doing a dry run of September 11th, I got to say, as I look at it, I don't believe that the planes brought down these buildings. The plane didn't even hit that third building and so forth and so on. But I do believe that they would set up the Saudis as fall guys and then try to redact any real data showing the collusion between the Saudis and the CIA to set up anything. That's the way I look at it. But that is something that's been going on for a very long time. Prince Bandar has had such close connections to them. And of course, this all goes back even to the petrodollars and before. They had very close ties to the Saudis with Washington. That's why Nixon and Kissinger set up the petrodollar, which has now kept us solvent as we divorced ourselves completely from the gold standard.
You're exactly right. And, you know, the relationship goes back even farther than that. There are famous photographs of the founding of that special relationship. And it's President Roosevelt sitting hand in hand with King Abdulaziz, the founder of modern Saudi Arabia. The Saudis mm-hmm. really take advantage of this notion that we have a special relationship with them. We actually don't have a special relationship. The relationship is quite simple. It's that we buy their oil and they buy our weapons. That's yes. the relationship.
Mm-hmm. And they support our currency as well.
Exactly.
With the Federal Reserve and everything, it's a big part of the quid pro quo of the Federal Reserve. As we're talking about narratives and stories like September 11th, there was an article that I saw that I thought was kind of interesting. It was by Jack Ledger, and he was talking, recalling that you had seen Ben Affleck walking around CIA headquarters in Langley as he was working on his film Argo. I think that's one of the things that the American public doesn't realize is how much the government, especially the CIA, will create narratives. They even have a place on their website. I mean, you can even publicly see it where they're offering scripts for people to film it, and they'll write the stories for you, and you can film their stories. I had a friend from high school that was working at the Pentagon. He was part of the department. If they would look at your script and it was favorable to the military, they would loan you helicopters and tanks and stuff like that if you needed it for your movie. If you didn't, you'd have to pay for all that yourself, and that would be tens and hundreds of millions of dollars or whatever to do that. So there was a lot of pressure put there, and that's understandable. I mean, you're not going to give something to somebody if they're going to be portraying you in a negative light. But we have to understand how the CIA is trying to portray this stuff, writing narratives and having him walk around in the Did you see that? Did you see Ben Affleck walking around as he was doing Argo?
I absolutely did. I was the executive assistant to the associate deputy director for operations. And so that's a long title. but the best thing about it was not the title. It was that I got my own office, and my office had a view of the hallway. And I was sort of leaning back in my chair one day, and I looked out in the hall, and Ben Affleck walked by, and I kind of stopped for a second. And I said to the secretary, "Was that Ben Affleck who just walked by the office?" And she said, "Yes." I said, "What in the world is he doing walking around without a security escort?" And she said, "Oh, you didn't see the email? He's going to film a movie, and we're all supposed to cooperate with him." Well, I thought that was outrageous, but not unique, because several months earlier, I had seen Bob Woodward walking around the halls without a security expert or escort, rather, and we were supposed to all cooperate with him as well.
So they just have free reign to walk around.
If you're gonna serve the CIA's propaganda purposes, whether you're an actor in Hollywood or a reporter in Washington, then you're gonna get the VIP treatment at the CIA, and that is just plain wrong.
Yeah, and that was the gist of this article that was written by Jack Ledger, how Hollywood portrays war and how it supports the military-industrial complex. Of course, he was coming after Trump's North Korean narrative, but of course it applies to every president that's been there for a long time. It applies to the military-industrial complex. And of course his movie, Argo, as he points out in his article, made the CIA look like the heroes, and then it was pushed back. Jimmy Carter said the film was factually inaccurate, that 90% of the plan had been developed by Canadians and not by the American side.
That's right. That's right. And you know, the CIA's Office of Public Affairs, under Leon Panetta, set up a separate office just to cooperate with Hollywood film studios. This is something that J. Edgar Hoover did way back in the 1950s and had great success with it through the 50s and 60s and into the 70s. Well, the CIA finally learned that same lesson, that if you want to control the narrative, you have to share the wealth, you have to give some insider views and invite people for the grand tour and give them some trinkets to take home with them. And the next thing you know, you've got a great movie that makes you look like a genius.
And that's really what affects public opinion now. It's entertainment. It's the movies. It's the late night comedians. They had Operation Mockingbird, but people just don't read newspapers anymore.
No.
And they don't watch the broadcast news. So it's really more effective to get to people in through Hollywood, through the movies that they watch, because they can get to them in a very visceral way. And that has far more effect on people than just telling them something or trying to reach them at an intellectual level. You can reach them at a gut level to tell your story.
You know, let me tell you something that's funny and sad at the same time. And it's apropos to what you're saying. When my first book came out, I tell you what,
hang on that. Yeah. I want to keep you in the next break. If you can. Can you stay with us? We've got to take a hard break. And we'll be right back with John Kiriakou. Stay with us. I want to hear what the story is, and I'm sure you do as well. We'll be right back with John Kiriakou.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality,
turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands. And it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to John Kiriakou. We had to go to a break at the top of the hour, and just as he was beginning a story, and I am dying to hear that story. Let's go straight to John. John, go ahead with that story you were going to tell us.
Thanks, David. You said a moment ago that Americans are not really very well informed, that we don't read papers, we don't read the news, we don't read things in depth. That's absolutely true. When my first book came out, The Reluctant Spy, My Secret Life in the CIA's War on Terror, came out in early 2010. I promoted the daylights out of this thing. I went on Fox and Friends and CNN American Morning and Nightline. I did everything I could to promote the book. And I was so excited at the end of the publishing week, which is Wednesday to Tuesday, to call my editor and see how we did sales-wise. And she said, oh, she was very excited. We made number 5 on the Washington Post bestsellers list. I said, that's fantastic. How many copies did we sell? She said, 647. And I said, 647 books is good for number 5 on a bestsellers list? And she said, and this has stuck in my mind ever since, she said, dirty little secret of publishing, Americans don't read books.
That's amazing. Well, that's why we have you on here. Because people will watch, and there's a transformation that is happening now. People are going to online news sources, and even though we have a brand new program here with Real News, we get more views than that. And so hopefully people are going to hear this information. And we do have the kind of listeners who will do their research,
yes,
who will go back and read it. So I'm hoping that's going to happen. Now, that was Reluctant Spy. That was your first book. You did A Convenient Terrorist. You also did Doing Time Like a Spy. And I had you on with a co-author. Tell us about that most recent book that you got.
Yeah, that is The Convenient Terrorist. In fact,
that was A Convenient Terrorist. Okay.
I had a copy of it sitting around my desk here somewhere. The Convenient Terrorist I wrote with Joe Hickman, who was a Guantanamo guard. Joe's the army officer who took custody of Abu Zubaydah once he was turned over by the CIA to the Department of Defense. And it was Joe that guarded Abu Zubaydah at Guantanamo and participated in his interrogation there as well. And it was really Joe. I wish I could take credit for this, but it was really Joe who came to the conclusion early on that Abu Zubaydah was not the person that the CIA and the White House said he was. He was not only the number 3 in Al-Qaeda, he had never actually joined Al-Qaeda. He had never actually pledged fealty to Osama bin Laden. He was a bad guy. Without a doubt, he was a logistician on behalf of Al-Qaeda. So if you were an Al-Qaeda fighter and you were tired of the fight and you wanted to go home, you would go to Abu Zubaydah, who would put you up in a safe house, who would get you a false passport, and who would get you a ticket home. he was certainly a bad guy, but he was not the wealth of information that the White House wanted us to believe.
And again, the key to all of this is that, you know, we look at things and we say, yeah, we want to get bad guys, we want to arrest criminals, but we also want to have a due process. We have a presumption of innocence. We have a public trial. You have a non-partial judge. You're able to call witnesses in your defense. You're able to question other people. And we don't want to have a situation where we have civil asset forfeiture where they just grab your stuff and never even charge you with a crime, let alone find you guilty. So that's the key thing here. We have to have that rule of law. And that's why I love to have you on, John. I really appreciate what you did. It's always interesting to listen to your stories. I would suggest these books for people. Convenient Terrorist is the most recent one. Get the context of what's going on as we look at this. As I said at the beginning, we've seen our society, our legal system transformed, and you stood for the rule of law, you stood for the Constitution, you stood for the things that give us a foundation of individual liberty, and you paid the price. And so I would say to people as they're looking at this, are you willing to pay the price? Will you do something to make sure that you don't lose your freedoms and the rule of law? John Kiriakou has paid the price. He said he would do it again. You can find more information about John at johnkiriakou.com. Thank you so much for joining us again, John, and thank you for what you did.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll have news right after the break.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this September 12, 2017. I want to take a look at the aftermath of the hurricane. Things that are still going on, things that we can learn, and some warnings for you in the aftermath of the hurricane. I mentioned it briefly on Sunday about some of the challenges that people are facing, some of the dangers that people are facing in terms of make sure we've got a million cars that have been damaged through the flood. And we talked at length about it. I won't go into that in a lot of detail, but the bottom line is you have to be very careful when you buy a flood-damaged car. Understand that a lot of these titles are being washed illegally. So people are going to, you can see that sometimes people go in and consciously buy something that's got a salvage title or a damage title because it's been totaled in a flood. But sometimes people won't report that to the insurance company and they'll just go in and clean it up and then try to sell it as a car that has not been damaged. And so we talked about some of the ways that you can discern where that damage is. One of the things that they often don't get, and one of the key things that's going to be an issue, is if it got up high enough and into the electronics. So if you get something like that, you need to inspect it very, very carefully. In a used car you're getting for a while, we've got a million cars just in the Houston flood alone, and those are going to be making their way across the country. Even some of those will be making their way internationally because we've got some exotic cars that were in Houston. There's some pretty wealthy people who lost some very exotic cars, and those cars, believe me, are not going to be hauled off and crushed. They're going to fix them to at least some level. You know, going back to the story about Princess Diana, we came up to the, what was it, the 20th anniversary, 25th anniversary, And one of the things that came out about that was the Mercedes that she was in had been wrecked. It was two or three times. And the last time it was rolled multiple times, a guy who wrecked it rolled it at over 100 miles an hour. And it was totaled. But being a late model Mercedes limousine, they fixed this thing up. And people said, you know, this is a car that some of the guys who had driven it, this should never have been on the road after about 35, 40 miles an hour. It was uncontrollable, pretty much. And so that was something they might have, if you believe that there's a conspiracy, a lot of people said there was a conspiracy to kill Princess Diana. Of course, they could have known that that was the case and chosen that. But nevertheless, that was something that one way or the other contributed to that accident. So there are issues like that. But I think one of the most serious things, when we looked at this article, it was on Road and Track, how to avoid being scammed by a flood-damaged car. I would recommend you read that if you're in the market for a used car anytime soon. One of the key things about that, they said, was, first of all, if it's salt water, you don't ever want to try to fix it because it's going to continue to rust. If it is fresh water, yeah, sometimes it can be fixed depending on the level of damage. But understand that one of the most dangerous things about a flood-damaged car, electronics, would be the airbag. And we've had millions of cars from all different manufacturers recalled because of Takata airbags. What is the failure mode on these Takata airbags? They tend to fail in areas where there is heat and a lot of moisture. That would be precisely what would cause cars that are flooded have gone through those exact conditions in the extreme. And when it fails, and we've had more people killed from these airbags than killed from the hurricane, understand that, far more. That is a more clear and present danger than the hurricane. Do you understand that? And yet, even though these airbags have been labeled as defective, our government will not allow them to be disconnected even while people are waiting to get a replacement that is not defective. That's how much they care about your safety. And we're going to see that in spades when we look at the Self-Drive Act. And I'll continue to bring this up because you need to understand that the House has already voted nearly unanimously to allow self-driving cars to be an experiment on the road, on the public highways. Cannot stress this enough. They have the ability to test these things. They have large self-driving city that they set up in Detroit and other places where they could do this. But they're going to take the experiment live. They're going to do it on the public roads. You're going to be participating in the experiment without your consent, without your knowledge. They're going to do this, and they want to do this so badly that they're shutting down all safety regulations and telling states and localities, in violation of the 10th Amendment, I hope that some people sue them for this, because this is unconstitutional to say that you cannot have any say-so over the vehicles that are on your streets. The government, the federal government, doesn't own everything, folks. They claimed ownership over the interstate system because they helped to fund it, and they put that 55-mile-an-hour speed limit on with Richard Nixon, but they do not own your roads. And they should not be allowed to tell you that you're going to participate in an experiment. They don't even tell you. They should not be allowed to force you to do that. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to roll that all back. But going back to the airbags, that is the issue. And it's like a Claymore mine, as I've said before. It shoots metal shrapnel into your chest, into your face. It has killed more people than these hurricanes have. And they won't let people disconnect it. So be careful if you're buying a used car. Also, be careful if you're getting in the water just to help people. You have a Hurricane Harvey trying to help somebody in Houston. And he was riding his kayak around trying to help people. And he got infected with a flesh-eating bacteria. Fortunately, he is a firefighter and a medic. And he knew that this wasn't, it seemed like a bug bite at first. And he realized because of his experience that it wasn't a bug bite. And he went to the hospital and they discovered it, or it would have been fatal. It was a necrotizing fasciitis, I believe is the way it's pronounced. With early diagnosis, they were able to stop the spread of it, but if they hadn't got it quickly enough, it would have killed him. There's a lot of very harmful, not just bacteria, that was bacteria. But understand also in Houston, as we mentioned, 41 toxic waste sites have been flooded, and that kind of toxic water toxins are now in the water from those waste sites. And as we're looking at this, and we're looking at what the government is doing right now, what they're trying to do in the wake of this is get power restored. As Miami is pointing out, trees are down, power lines are blocking the roads along with the trees that are down. That was the thing we ran into in North Carolina. By the time it got to us, Fran was no longer a hurricane. It was a tropical storm, but we had so much rain and those kind of soil conditions and about 70, 75 mile an hour winds, it knocked down so many trees that we were out of power for about 10 days when that went through. And it's going to take them quite a while to restore power to the millions of people in Florida who are now without power. What is the role of government? Early in the program, I was talking about this back and forth contest between the mayor of Tampa and the Hillsborough County administrator. Hillsborough County administrator was a level-headed guy. He was saying, well, no, actually, under the law, I'm the one who says whether or not there's a curfew. The mayor said, no, it's a curfew. We're going to have a curfew tonight. It's like, I understand, he said, the mayor's desire to keep his city safe, but curfews create conflict. Exactly. You're going to have the police out there on the streets to enforce it. And he was saying, let's just be rational about this. He said, remain in place, shelter in place. We're not going to have a mandatory curfew. But the mayor kept saying, it's on, it's on. And so, as I pointed out, who does CNN and Fox News go to? I've seen so many interviews with the mayor. Nobody is talking to the level-headed county commissioner, Merrill, there. They go to the alarmist because they want to scare people. And that's what you're going to get from the fear-mongering media that is creating the ratings push. History, however, shows us that we don't need big government to clean up big disasters. This is an article from FEE. FEE.org. What they're saying is, even before water levels had receded in Houston, federal politicians were promising billions of dollars in aid. And so we all, as Americans, have been conditioned for handouts. We've been conditioned to give up our liberty for security, especially after September 11th. And we've got to grow up and get over this. And here's an example of why we don't need it. In not too distant past, okay? He goes back to about a little over 100 years ago. He looks at the case of the San Francisco earthquake. He said 80% of the city was destroyed. And 225,000 people out of 400,000 of the city were left homeless. 28,000 homes were wrecked. But just within a few weeks, the 200,000 people that had left the city were back. They had the entire city back to pre-quake levels in just 3 years. They quickly rebuilt 20,000 buildings, and it was done without any aid from the federal government in 1906.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrex Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. It's Tuesday, September the 12th, 2017. I am David Knight. We're going to take some of your phone calls coming up. If you'd like to call into the program, the number is 888-201-2244. Again, that is 888-201-2244. If you'd like to call in and comment on what we've been talking about. I want to tell you before we get back to the news about some of the new specials that we have. I mentioned earlier that the toothpastes in both flavors, Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste, is now 50% off retail, along with the Super Blue Fluoride-Free Mouthwash. All three of those products that contain iodine, nano silver, and only natural ingredients. It's not just that it doesn't have fluoride in it. It has iodine and nano silver that will fight bacteria that causes gum disease and bacteria and gum disease that causes heart issues. Very important product that we have here. Great tasting toothpaste that we have here. Also, we have 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. You can find that with coupon code IRMA. That will get you 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. If you haven't realized that it's not stupid or shameful to be a prepper, maybe you haven't been watching the panicked news that we see this last couple of weeks about the natural disasters that have happened. And of course, those aren't the only natural disasters that are going to happen. And we can have spikes in food prices. So insulate yourself against that. Get this excellent prepared, the best packaged food you're going to find as far as storable food. It's made in the USA. It's non-GMO, and it will have a shelf life of 25 years. Also, a product that we have 40% off, Z-Shield, and that is a toxic metal and chemical defense product. It contains organic ingredients that are known to help support the body in fighting against toxic metals and chemicals. Things like cilantro, milk thistle, super concentrated zeolites. You can get that now at 40% off. And finally, Knockout. As I mentioned, the lifesaver for the crew here that gets up so early for the program. It takes a while for us to prepare. It takes a while to get in. And so we had to start getting up about 4 o'clock in the morning to do this. And most of us were not on that schedule. So it's like going to a different time zone. And this is something that can be helpful for you, if not if you're just having sleep issues, but if you need to get into a different time zone, if you're traveling or something, this is a great natural product to have. A powerful natural sleep remedy. It contains melatonin, valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, and many other things. And you can find Knockout now at InfoWarsLife.com for 40% off. Let's get back to the news now. And again, if you want to call in, that number is 888-201-2244. I was talking just before we went to the break about the fact that history shows that we don't need big government to clean up big disasters. This is something that we saw from Alexis de Tocqueville. He talked about the fact that Americans, shortly he came to America from France. He wrote a book. I would recommend it to you if you're a reader. You should be a reader. You can't be a leader if you're not a reader. I would recommend Democracy in America to you or to your children. It gives us a very good picture of what America was like at its founding, how it was a voluntary society, how it was founded on Christian principles, how people helped each other. And the thing that he thought was so unusual was how they were not waiting around for a handout, how they were not dependent on government. Coming from France, he had already seen that. And he said, this is really amazing how America is self-organizing through freedom. And I just read you the story recounted, the 1906 San Francisco earthquake. 80% of the city was destroyed, killed about 3,000 people. About a quarter of a million people out of the 400,000 in the city were left homeless. 28,000 buildings wrecked, but within 3 years they'd built back 20,000 of those 28,000 buildings. They point out that it's not remembered just for the devastation that it caused, but also for the remarkably rapid rebuilding of the city, and it was done without the government being involved. It was done voluntarily. It was done with voluntary aid from across the country. He points out the insurance industry was crucial also to the founding, to the rebuilding of it. About 90% of San Francisco residents had fire insurance, and it spread out over 100 different companies, but they wound up paying a massive $225 million in claims back in 1906. They said it was equal to what the entire U.S. insurance industry had earned in profits for the prior four decades, which explains, folks, why insurance companies now don't insure earthquakes. It took their profits for 40 years to pay for that one episode, so they don't insure earthquakes anymore. And most importantly, when we're talking about the aftermath of this, one of the things that you need to learn, it's too late for the people there, but you need to learn that if you're in an area that may flood, they also do not pay anything for floods. And you have to have a separate flood insurance, and that can be so devastating that the federal government sells it, and you buy it from private sources, but the federal government has flood insurance, but many people don't know that their policies don't cover that. There's not anything you can do about earthquakes. Nobody's got anything for earthquake policies that I know of, but certainly for flood, you can get insurance. It's expensive, and it is not going to be part of your homeowner's insurance if you have that. And then here's the 1913 Great Easter Flood. Similar situation, where it was handled because it was early 20th century. It was handled without the government's involvement. So today we have a lot of voluntary organizations, and if you want to help people, if you've not been affected by that, and there is still a great outpouring in America that wants to help people, we're spread out over a large area. Many of us cannot get there or send stuff there, so we're relying on other people, and you have to be careful who you give your money to. Who can you trust to give your money to? And we saw that from President Trump. He pledged $1 million of his own money, and immediately the press started criticizing. Well, who are you giving it to? We want to see a list of the people that you're giving it to. We don't believe you're going to do it. And it took him, he spent a week because he wanted to vet who he's going to give the money to. And there's a story there in that. We see the British Red Cross is talking about the fact that the Red Cross is just too white, is too British, is too Christian. And it's going to offend people. And we know that the Muslims are offended by this. They won't even allow this charity organization to operate in their country without changing the symbol to the Red Crescent. But there's a reason that it's the Red Cross. The Red Cross was founded by an individual who was a Swiss Christian. They picked the Red Cross because it was an inversion of the Swiss flag. The Swiss flag is a red background with a white cross on it. So what he did was he just inverted it, wound up with a white background and a red cross. And that is an offense to people in Britain now, just like it is in other Muslim-dominated countries. And we're starting to get to the point where Britain is clearly a Muslim-dominated country. But we've had a lot of pushback in Texas from people in Houston against the Red Cross. They're very upset about some of the work that's been done at the Red Cross. They need to get their management better, apparently. It's pointed out residents across Texas are expressing their outrage at the Red Cross after Hurricane Harvey victims and relief volunteers witnessed mismanagement and apathy from Red Cross workers. One of the most dramatic stories came from Lindsay Scott, who brought 400 warm hamburgers to a shelter. But he was not allowed to distribute them because of the Red Cross. You see, the Red Cross, just like FEMA, can get in the way and say, we're in charge here. This isn't going to happen. They put the hot meals on ice, despite the fact that the evacuees in their shelter had only had so much as a sandwich in the last 24 hours. And then the Houston City Council, Councilman Dave Martin, who represented flood-ravaged Kingwood, had a very clear message to people. He said, do not give them a penny. They're the most inept, unorganized organization I've ever expended. Don't waste your money. And the same thing was said by a Harris County judge. You have to vet the people that you're giving the money to if you want it to do good. Be aware of where your money is going. We're going to be right back. We'll take some of your phone calls. If you want to call in, 888-201-2244. The phone lines are filling up.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. Force. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this September 12th, 2017. We're going to go to our callers here in just a moment. We got Frank in Ohio, Sean in California, Jennifer in Alabama, and others. We'll be right back to them in just a moment here. I want to play for you, however, but a short clip. It's only about 45 seconds of Steve Bannon, because we've been talking about the fact that Trump is planning an aggressive road show to sell the tax overhaul, something that is very much needed. We need to show how popular Trump is, as he's being attacked continuously by the press. A good example of this just came out on Newsbusters. The liberal media's summer of pummeling Trump. And they show that he got 9% good press, 91% negative press. Just as I was talking in last half hour, I said that as soon as he came out saying he's going to give $1 million of his own money, they immediately started attacking him for that. Let's see it. Where is it? You haven't given it yet. It's like, it took a week to decide which charities he's going to give it to. And I just gave you a good reason why you need to be careful about who you give the money to. Certainly, it's great to help people, but you don't want to waste it on somebody that's got a big bureaucracy or somebody that is just outright crooks. But even if it's an inefficient bureaucracy, you don't want to waste it on that. But they immediately start attacking him, even when he gives $1 million of his own money to help flood victims. So it's very important that he does this tour to sell tax overhaul, that people understand that cutting taxes is a popular issue. And he's going to be taking it to states that went for him that are typically Democrat, that have Democrat elections for Senate that are coming up. It's a very important thing to do, but it's also important for him to be able to talk directly to the American people through Twitter. We got Kelly and others who want to take that away from him, but this is what Steve Bannon said on 60 Minutes about Donald Trump talking directly to the American public.
I think what he does on Twitter is extraordinary. He disintermediates the media. He goes above their head and talks directly to the American people.
It's not a question of going over the head of the media. It's what he says.
It's what he says. No, it's what he says that you deem that the mainstream media, the pearl-clutching mainstream media, what they deem is not correct. What they deem is not right.
No, it's not a question of being right or not right. It's a question
of appropriate.
It's a question. It's not a question of appropriateness.
It's what you deem is.
It's a question of whether it's in his interest. That's the point.
I think
not the appropriateness of it.
Okay, I don't think he needs.
Yeah, he doesn't need the media interpreting every single thing that he comes out because they misinterpret it. And that's what Steve Bannon was saying. He disinterprets their misinterpretation. They're going to spin everything that he has to say. Let's go to Frank in Ohio. Frank, you want to talk about DACA? Go ahead.
Frank from Ohio. I'm a two-tour Vietnam vet. And I'm behind Donald Trump 101%. You know, we elected him to be commander-in-chief. And he has the business experience and all the experience dealing with people that he needs under his belt. I hope he has the confidence, because he has the confidence of the American people and the Trump supporters to nullify DACA, to use those executive powers. You know, over the last three Clinton, Bush, and Obama administrations making a fiasco and a circus of it in the news media,
yeah.
You know, just plow through the bureaucratic mess and start using his executive powers, not only on DACA, but to undo the last fiasco of the Obama administration. And
well, you know, he used his executive powers to say we're going to shut down TPP. He did that on day one. It took him 6 months, but he eventually said we're going to shut down the climate, the Paris Climate Agreement, because that was not a treaty. Obama said, I can't get this ratified through the Senate, according to the Constitution, so I'm just going to self-ratify it. I'm going to sign it. So Donald Trump unratified his self-ratification. In other words, it was just an executive order, so he undid that. And, of course, he could do the same thing with DACA, because DACA didn't even really rise to the level of an executive order. It was a series of memos from Homeland Security. And so the president could easily get rid of that. But I guess the question is, what do you think about that? Why did he give them 6 months? Because I'm concerned that the GOP, people like Paul Ryan who've always been open borders, I'm concerned they're going to put in amnesty in its place. And I'm concerned that they're going to extend that amnesty beyond just children. I think they're going to give a blanket amnesty to a lot of people. We saw that happen under President Reagan. They said, we got a lot of people who are here, and we have to have control of our borders, so let's give the people who are here now amnesty, because that's compassionate. But then we're going to patrol the borders and control the borders, and this isn't going to happen again. And then we saw it orders of magnitude worse since Reagan gave amnesty to people. I'm afraid that Paul Ryan and others in the GOP establishment are going to put that kind of deal out there. And I'm afraid that maybe Donald Trump is worried that people are going to be offended by this. He's very deferential to the people who have come here and gotten a free education. I don't think we need to apologize for giving them a free education, for educating Mexican citizens at our expense. I think that is something that is a deliberate policy of Mexico, because they don't want to spend the money to educate their children. They send them here. Should we apologize for DACA?
No, for getting rid of it? No, we should not. And here's the thing. He's taking it slow. He's plowing through. He's shaking the tree of liberty, both in the bureaucratic mess down there, and giving the representatives time to decide on which side of the line they're going to stand for, and which part of the Constitution, if they're going to be true constitutionalists or not, or if they're going to be bureaucrats and predator capitalists. That gives the military time also, for the military leaders and the military men and women, time to decide on which side of the fence are they going to take. They took an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights. It gives men and women a chance and opportunity to look at Donald Trump and decide if they're going to support him or not. It gives the military leaders and the other big boys at the top, whether they're going to step behind and support Donald Trump and support bringing back the Constitution of the United States, get their head right about foreign and domestic affairs, especially foreign affairs, and stop this insanity of the war machine.
And, I agree. Absolutely agree. Before we get on to the war issues and the war machine, I absolutely agree with you on that, too. What do you think about the DACA thing, though? I mean, do you trust Paul Ryan and these guys to say, well, don't worry, we're going to do our job now, finally. We never did it before. They said that if we gave them a majority in the Senate, we got the report, we've played it in the past, back in 2014. Paul Ryan goes on with Sean Hannity, and Sean Hannity says, what are you going to do if Obama does this by executive order? Or part of the administration goes, oh, we're going to shut that down. We're going to need you to give us a majority in the Senate for the GOP, and then we're going to take care of that. Well, they didn't. They didn't get interested until Donald Trump said, I'm going to shut it down. You guys can do your job. Now they said they're going to do their job, but I'm very concerned that these people are really open border people. I'm concerned they're going to do amnesty. Are you concerned about that?
I don't think we ought to give them amnesty. I think it gives those people enough time to decide whether they want to become Americans and do it legally, or they want to get their tail out of America and their holdings out of America and get the heck back and take care of their own country. We do have to have some diplomacy with Mexico. We're in partnership with both Mexico and Canada. But I think the Canadians, they have socialistic medicine up there already. And they're true freedom people, but they have a socialist type government up there.
Well, you know, Mexico takes a look. Mexico protects themselves first. We just saw earlier they said, well, you know, we had pledged to financially help the victims of Hurricane Harvey in Houston. But now we've had an earthquake ourselves, and we need to take care of our own citizens first. They don't apologize for that. They shouldn't have to apologize for that. We should do what Rand Paul said and say, we're going to take care of our citizens before we're going to put out foreign aid. We wouldn't have to increase the debt ceiling if we were to do that. But I think we need to understand and not be apologetic about DACA, that we have provided a free education to Mexico's children, and it is limiting the American dream of holding a home because that has to be paid for by property taxes. Stay with us. We'll take more of your calls. Thank you, Frank.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
A new shipment of BioTruth Selenium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been sold out for months. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life BioTruth Selenium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the nutraceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium, but BioTruth Selenium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known. From supporting the thyroid gland and immune system to DNA production and eyesight. BioTruth Selenium is also the perfect supercharger to Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, as both help support a healthy thyroid and many other systems. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to order your bottle of BioTruth Selenium before we sell it again. That's InfoWarsLife.com to secure your selenium and other key products that don't only help yourself and your family, but also fund our operation against the globalist, a 360 win. We didn't ask for this fight, but we're in this fight. This is the time to support InfoWars. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Well, Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on the September 12th, 2017. We've got several callers lined up here. And real quickly, before we get back to them, just want to remind you of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com that support your health, that support this operation. We have 40% off Knockout, the powerful, natural sleep aid. Knockout, 40% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Our entire line of Super Blue fluoride-free products. That's the two flavors of toothpaste and our fluoride-free mouthwash, all 50% off. Very important because it doesn't just not have fluoride, which can be harmful, but it has iodine and nanosilver. I don't think you're going to find any other toothpaste that has that, and that is very effective at fighting bacteria that causes gum disease and heart disease. We also have a special 40% off Z-Shield that contains organic ingredients known to help support the body in the fight against toxic metals and chemicals. Things like cilantro, milk thistle, and super concentrated zeolites. You'll find Z-Shield at 40% off. So take a look at the specials that we have. We still have the specials on Pro-Pure King water filtration system, 30% off. The Survival Shield, InfoWars Select Storable Food, 50% off. And that's with the coupon code of IRMA. Have a lot of different products there. We thank you for your support. That's what makes this possible. Real quickly, I want to play Nancy Pelosi because, you know, it was just a year ago, yesterday, that Hillary Clinton went to a memorial in New York City for September 11th and swore she collapsed. And she wisely stayed away, I guess, yesterday, or maybe not even because she was worried about her health. Maybe she just didn't really seem to care anymore after being rejected by the American people. She doesn't care about the American people. But there's been a lot of comments about her health. Maybe the person we should be concerned about, because Hillary's had some time to recuperate. She can at least do friendly interviews now and a book tour. But maybe we should be concerned about Nancy Pelosi. Here's why.
Our city is blessed with a large LGBTQ community and a strong history of legacy of advocacy for equal rights. And we were very proud of the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and President Obama was so very much a part of that. Now, let's hear it for President Obama.
Hey,
that's an please applause clap. Line.
Please clap. It's like Jeb
I'll
Bush.
Tell you
this
when
is,
it's an applause
these
line
people are desperate for attention.
Kind of and now we're fighting for something called the Equality Act, a historic comprehensive bill. And I will continue to do everything in our power to end discrimination in the workplace and in every other aspect of life that ensures that all American families are viewed equally in the eyes of the law. That's an applause line.
Yeah, applause again, please.
And stop
affirm
the
me.
Bullying of the LGBT community youth in our schools and in our society.
Right. And if you caught that or not, stop the bulleting.
Innovation must be about inclusion. That's what Sam's about. Sam Altman, all right, applause line.
There you go. Please applaud. Please applaud. I need your affirmation. That's why I'm in this business of being a politician. And stop the bulleting of youth. I guess that's she kind of gets all these things about gun control. Just all kind of blends together, I guess, in her dementia mind that is apparent right now. Let's go to our caller, Sean in California. Nancy Pelosi land.
How
maybe.
Are you doing?
Doing good.
Hey, man, it's such a pleasure to speak to you. Sir Knight, congratulations on your show, and God bless you guys, seriously.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. That's very kind.
Absolutely. That was a very powerful clip, I got to tell you, because I live in California, and it just shocked me how many clips you guys can play before some people just start opening their mind to, holy moly, you know, these people are actually lying to us, and they've lost their mind.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she lost her mind. She was applauding. She and the mayor of Berkeley were applauding the violence of Antifa. And even if they hadn't been violent, we'd seen the week before people applauding in Boston because they had intimidated people from being able to exercise their free speech. So I don't see anything to applaud when you use the threat and intimidation to shut down the First Amendment. But then they got violent, and even Nancy Pelosi and the mayor had to pull it back a little bit. But they did it before Paul Ryan, actually, interestingly enough. But you wanted to talk about toxic metals, you said?
Yeah, because my shop is actually directly across from LAX, and I live pretty much by Hawthorne Airport, and the planes constantly are flying by, and I know they're flying too low, and they're flying above our houses, and we're getting crud all on top of our cars. And I only found you guys, man, through the Joe Rogan show, which I wish I would have found you guys sooner. But the definitely the toxic metal stuff really freaks me out, and I'm glad you guys are bringing out a product that can actually help us.
Yeah, you know, there's been some interesting studies that show that there's a much higher rate of a lot of different disorders and diseases of people who live close to airports. You talked about the fact you live close to an airport. They see hot spots for a lot of different issues there. And interestingly enough, one of the things that seems to clear it up and detoxify is our pot fields. They found one place that was an airport. They said, this is an outlier. Why is this not the case? And they found there's a big pot field there, and the plants were cleaning up the toxins. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, you know, I mean, I live in the 43rd district where Omar Navarro is going for.
Oh, good.
I really do think that he could clean us up. I mean, I've really stood behind him through social media and stuff because, you know, I see these parks that he's talking about. And even I know that it's not really going to be in his realm of cleaning up the air, but at least he could point and, you know, shed some light on these cockroaches, as Alex and Ted Nugent said.
He could certainly clean up the air in D.C. by getting rid of Maxine Waters. So we certainly Omar Navarro the best in that race, and we've had him on multiple times. Thank you so much, Sean. I got to get to the other callers here. We got a couple of people there. Jennifer Absolutely. In Alabama, go ahead. You want to talk about insurance?
Oh, hi, David. Pleasure speaking to you. Well,
thank you for
calling. Love all you do. Love your products. I thought I heard you say that earthquake is excluded on most insurance policies, which it usually is. But I just wanted to bring up that it's something that usually can be added by endorsement.
Oh, okay. Well, that's important for people to know that.
Well, our homeowners is with Cincinnati. I don't know that it's something that all homeowners. Carriers offer that, but certainly it's something that I've seen. I've worked on personal and commercial insurance. I've been in insurance since 2001.
That's good. But they have to do that as a separate rider, just like flood insurance.
It can be added, yes. So mm-hmm. I wasn't sure if you had mentioned that, and I thought your listeners might want to check with their agent. See if that's something that, you know,
thanks for clarifying that. That is very important. Sure. I've seen a list of earthquakes and volcanoes and, of course, war are things that they're not going to insure. They couldn't possibly insure war. But it's good to know that people can get a rider for earthquake insurance. And it's important for people to know, though, that they have to specifically add that for earthquake insurance. They have to specifically add flood insurance, that's no longer part of the damage. That's going to take care of it if a tree falls on your house or blows the wind blows off the roof or something like that. But the flood itself, or earthquake, you're going to have to get that in as a separate policy. Thank you for clarifying that. That's very important for people to know. Let's go to Jason. We're almost out of time. Let's go to Jason in Georgia. Jason, go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Knight. My name is Jason. I'm actually a refugee originally from Colorado. I'm stranded here in Georgia. And that brings to mind, they promised us in Colorado that a lot of the taxes were going to go to our school system, thereby bringing down our property taxes, which was, in fact, the case. Unfortunately, I was serving in the Army at the time and not able to get any of that sweet, low property taxes.
That's interesting.
But my proposal is as follows, that if we do decide to legalize marijuana in the United States, just like we did in Colorado, they should use those property taxes to pay for something. And I think that we should build the wall, because the wall is a modern Dachau. DACA is a modern Dachau. And it keeps the underclass of people that the elites can take advantage of. And I've seen it myself. I've worked with these people when I was in high school, when I was a kid. And there'd be Jose, he'd come, you know, the INS would hit us, and then he'd be right back a couple days later.
Yeah. Well, you know, you might be able to, that might actually be a compromise that you could get through, because, you know, Jeff Sessions wants that wall, but he really does hate the fact that we've had states under the 10th Amendment have referendums, and the people said, hey, we want to legalize medical marijuana, or we want to legalize it for recreational use or whatever. He wants to shut that down. He doesn't respect the 10th Amendment. But so maybe you could get Jeff Sessions to respect the Constitution if you offer to take the tax revenue for marijuana and use it for the wall that he wants. What do you think?
I think that's perfect. But quite frankly, I think Jeff Sessions and marijuana is a null issue. The president needs to slap that down.
Yeah.
And we agree. Just need to get this all connected, and maybe we can give that to the young
people. I would like to see him prosecute the criminals in Washington and not criminalize people using a natural plant. And again, it's not a law enforcement issue. It is a medical issue. It is a psychological or spiritual issue. And we don't need to be locking people up for that. There is no authority for it under the Constitution. We had a special amendment to the Constitution for alcohol prohibition. Where is the one for pot prohibition? We don't have it. It's unconstitutional. Stay with us. That concludes our show, but Alex Jones is coming right up.